From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo, to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds, with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show, with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Gail Gordon, Jeff Kirkpatrick, Verna Felton, the Sportsman, Charles Stanley's Orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
It bothers my head, beg your pardon. For things that I said, beg your pardon. Why should I worry the way that I do when you're in no hurry to let me love you? I'll find for a gift in the garden.
Judy's new public relations manager, J. Gordon Manfield, has arranged for her to attend a very exclusive masquerade party in Hollywood tonight with her boyfriend, Benchley. Mr. Manfield has a publicity stunt up his sleeve, but all he's told Judy so far is that she's going to impersonate a famous French singer.
Oh, Judy, it might be difficult for you to impersonate a French woman. Now, how much French do you actually know?
Oh, I know enough to get by. How's this? Chevrolet Coupe Griffith Park. Ooh, la la.
I'm afraid that wouldn't get you anywhere in France.
No, but it works pretty good in Griffith Park.
You know now, there may be some bona fide Frenchmen there tonight, and they might try to trip you up.
Well, golly, how am I going to tell a real Frenchman from the others?
Well, if a man kisses your hand, it's a pretty good bet he's a Frenchman.
Yeah, you can have that hand kissing stuff. By the time a Frenchman gets around to kissing a girl's hand, an American is already married and passing out cigars.
What are you wearing at the masquerade tonight?
Well, I ain't sure yet. I sent Geranium to a costume company for some dresses. Wonder if she's back yet. Geranium? Oh, Geranium!
Yes, Miss Judy?
Did you pick up the costume?
Yeah, I got one, Miss Judy. But I'll never go downtown again wearing a yellow dress.
Yeah, why not?
Somebody hung a sign on my back that says, "This bus stops at all railroad cars."
Well, you sure took a long time getting back to Rainham.
Well, I tell you, honey, the streetcars are crowded. While I was on the streetcar, I kept eating some cherries I bought. And when I got off, I still had a whole bag full.
Yeah, how do you account for that?
I don't know, honey, but some woman's hat sure look different.
Oh, gee, this is a cute, Frenchy-looking dress you bought me, Geranium. It's kind of low in the back, ain't it?
Ooh, look at the label, Judy. This dress was made by Pierre Armand during the war.
Yeah, during the war is right. He probably went to the front before he finished the back.
Guys, if I wore this dress, I might catch cold.
Well, honey, when I catch cold, I always go to a dance.
Well, how could that help a cold?
I do a rub and shake it off.
Oh, I'll get it. That's probably Mr. Manfield. He wants to coach me on what I have to do tonight. Oh, hi, Mr. Manfield.
Good afternoon, Judy. My dear, I hope you're as enthused as I am about the plans I've made for you. If everything goes according to schedule, it will be the most talked-about hoax ever perpetrated in Hollywood.
Yeah, but, Miss Manfield, you ain't even told me what I'm supposed to do.
Well, here it is in a nutshell. With your real identity hidden behind a mask, you will appear at the masquerade party and burst into song as the famous French opera singer Mademoiselle Fifi.
Yes, that's right up my alley. I bet I could sing lots of them there operas.
Well, that's fine. Do you sing Faust?
Sure, I sing Faust or slow. Don't matter.
Judy, are you sure you can handle the French dialect at the party?
Why, sure. Well, once I spent a whole year in Paris, I was a real parasite. Say, now, wait a minute. If I'm wearing a mask and the people at the party don't know who I am, how does that help Judy Canova?
That's the beauty of the stunt, Judy. You see, you will purposely lose one of your slippers, just as Cinderella did. When the lost slipper is discovered, a search will be made for the owner, and the remarkable Mademoiselle Fifi will be revealed as Judy Canova.
You mean you want me to run around with my bare pinky sticking out? No, sir. I ain't doing no strip toes. Now, it is kind of weather in here. Why, last night it was so cold, I had to get up and put socks on the foot of my bed.
Judy, if this stunt works tonight, it will be a great publicity break for you. Your humble background makes you a natural for publicity. A humble girl born of the soil, born in the still of the backwoods country.
That ain't so. The still was on the other end of the lot.
Judy, are you trying to be funny?
Well, if I don't, we'll all have to look for work. Yeah, I think I'll start right now.
Now, my dear, to carry out the Cinderella theme, I'm having Pedro drive you and your escort Benchley to the party. You will ride in a carriage with four horses.
With four horses? Dolly, won't that be a little crowded? Couldn't you make them ponies? Kind of little fellas, you know, we could get them all in.
Well, I have to go. Oh, one more thing. I've told Pedro where to get the horses and carriage. I'm even having him wear striped trousers and a cutaway coat. Well, goodbye, Judy.
Goodbye, Mr. Manfield. I'll see you later at the party. Golly, it'll sure be romantical riding in that carriage. And when I get to the masquerade, the fancy footman in uniform will open the door and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Senorita, how do you like the way I am dressed to drive you to the party? The man at the costume company said this suit used to belong to Maurice Chevalier. But everybody has been looking at me and laughing. I don't know why.
Well, Pedro, you were told to get striped trousers and a cutaway coat.
Oh, I thought the man said striped coat and cutaway trousers. Now I will never believe Maurice Chevalier when he sings.
Why not?
When I wear these cutaway trousers, every little breeze doesn't whisper Louise.
Well, tell me, did you get a high silk hat to wear?
See, I got size 18.
Size 18 hat? Won't that be too big for your head?
I don't think so. I wear a size 16 collar, and my head is bigger than my neck. I think.
Judy.
Yeah, what's the trouble?
Oh, Judy, look at this newspaper. The real Mademoiselle Fifi is going to be at the party tonight. Judy, they'll see through your subterfuge.
Not if I wear a dark slip. Carly, I better get into my costume before Bessie gets here. Oh, boy, I'll be just like Cinderella driving to the party in a horse. Eventually, these horses are going awful slow. Gee, I hope we get to that masquerade before the real Mademoiselle Fifi discovers I'm an imposter later.
Oh, Judy, I don't care if I never get there. Look, Judy, we're passing the park now. Look over in the lake.
Yeah, ain't them swans pretty?
Uh-huh. Look, that one swan is swimming over and nestling against the other. Why don't we do that?
I don't know about you, but I ain't got web feet. I mean, the last time I looked, that is.
Oh, you know what I mean. Come on, let me put my arm around you.
Well, I don't know. Are you sure this is really love and not just infatuation?
You know it's love. Judy, do you love only me?
Yeah, Vince.
When you're away from me?
Yep.
Then say it, Judy.
I love you only when I'm away from you.
Judy, I can't understand why you keep turning me down. After all, I'm big and strong. Why, I can take a car and tear the fenders off one by one.
So what? Any California driver can do that.
Judy, I'm going to kiss you. If I do, will you yell for help?
Not unless you need it.
I'll show you whether I need help or not. I'm going to give you my electrical kiss.
Electrical kiss? Okay, Vince, I'm puckered up. If Governor Warren knew we could generate that much electricity, California wouldn't be on daylight saving time.
Well, Judy, I've always said that my kisses are invigorating, exhilarating, and stimulating.
Then get out and kiss the horses. I'm in a hurry to get to the party.
Sud, 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 sud. It's extra sud from Super Sud. Extra sud for fighter duds. The Super Suds of 48 is the sudsiest Super Suds to date. No soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt, wash colors brighter. Just one box fills a truck with suds. Boy, how those suds make cleaner duds. With Super Suds Sudsing Might, you need no bleach to get washed white.
Colgate Palmolive Teeth made the new 1948 Super Suds the sudsiest and the best of all time. No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt. So why don't you buy a box of new 1948 Super Suds and carry home a truckload of suds?
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Ain't this a wonderful party, Bentley?
Oh, yes, Judy. But remember now, you're supposed to be Mademoiselle Fifi. Keep your mask over your face and don't forget your French accent. Oh, careful. Here comes one of the guests now. I'll see you later.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mademoiselle. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui, bonsoir. Parlez fifth race at Santa Anita.
Ah, you must be Mademoiselle Fifi. Je think you are actually from France.
But of course.
What part?
All of me.
Tell me, have you spent much time on the continent?
Oui, all over the continent.
Have you ever been to Deauville?
Oui.
Have you spent any time in Monte Carlo?
Oui.
Any time in Cannes?
No, but I have the uncle who spent some time in the jug.
Ah, Mademoiselle Titi, we are waiting for you to sing. Will you sing Toot Sweet?
No, but I sing a song. I better get this over with before the real Mademoiselle Fifi shows up.
Mesdames et messieurs, your attention, s'il vous plaît. Mademoiselle Fifi will now honor us with a song.
Love,
Wir fassen von la Pelle, die lui an bien da recuse. Ah, mademoiselle Fifi, I sing the opera. My partner's a baritone, but I'm here alone. And I will attempt to do my part, although his part, this song starts from my heart. I will sing two parts for you and you. Yes, I will, oh, if I will, oh, will come into. I love my little pee-pee.
Oh, yes, yes,
she's not too fat for me.
I'm not too fat for me.
Although she's overfed.
What is it?
Her feet is too big for me. But I love you, Sherry. Kiss me. Many sopranos would like my vibrato. Mamselle, you hear? Go! Go! Beware!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Me! Peepy loves shortening, shortening. Peepy loves shortening bread.
That was swell, Judy. I mean, Mademoiselle Fifi.
Maybe they'll find out.
Judy, now that you've sung your number, we'd better go before the real Mademoiselle Fifi gets here.
Gosh, I kind of hate to leave. There's so many interesting people in costumes here.
Pardon me for interrupting, Mademoiselle. Do you have this dance?
No, my good, I have not.
Well, cheer up. Maybe somebody will come along.
Hey, Judy, look over there.
Yeah, two fellas dressed like a horse. Pardon, mes mansures, but what is the idea of the bell?
Well, you see, we're a horse and we like to go to fires.
Why do you go to fires?
Oh, we just like to see what's cooking.
That's right.
Look at that crazy horse, Judy. Its front legs are shorter than his hind legs.
Yeah, I guess it makes him go faster. He thinks he's running downhill all the time.
Judy, I hate to break this up, but we'd better get over near the door. Don't forget, you may have to get out in a hurry.
Okay, Ben.
Pardon me, Oak. Can you show me the way to the serving pantry?
My daughter, what do you want in the kitchen? Who are you and why do you keep fiddling?
Oh, I'm a tea kettle.
Look, if you're a tea kettle, why aren't you at a tea party? What are you doing at a masquerade?
Oh, I'm just blowing off steam. So long.
Oh.
Eventually, I hope I don't have to talk to any more people. Somebody might get wise that I ain't Mademoiselle Fifi.
Mm. Oh, here comes the man now, Judy. Be careful what you say to him. I'll be on the lookout for the real Mademoiselle Fifi.
Oh, good evening, ma'amselle. I heard you singing whilst I was upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yes. They didn't want me to stay up too late for this here party, so they sent me to bed. They thought I'd be asleep, but I fooled them.
Well, how did you manage to keep awake?
I spiked my Ovaltine. Hey, Cookie, how about you and me doing a little necking, huh?
Oh, please, my sir.
Oh, why not, lover doll? For the moment, I'm unattached, you might say.
Unattached? Well, you might even say you're falling apart. My sir, I like the men who are sophisticated, men who have lived.
Oh, I've lived?
I mean recently. My sir, are you not married?
Yes, I'm married. It was my wife's idea to make me come here dressed up in this here suit of armor. I'm supposed to be Richard the Lionhearted.
Richard the Lionhearted? Then where is your battle axe?
She's dancing with Mr. Joe. Hey, Dreamboat, now how about a little smooch? Come on, huh?
My sir, take your arms around my waist. The wife will be jealous.
Oh, she already is. Oh, look here. If she sees it, she's coming over with fire in her eye.
What do you mean, trying to kiss my husband?
My friend, the old man thought he was trying to kiss me.
Oh, now don't make a scene, lover bird. Oh. Please, now, I was only just trying to pick a little fruit in the garden of love.
Look, you don't even know a tomato from a watermelon.
Well, now, how could I? I've never had a date with a watermelon.
You never acted this way before. How could you possibly prefer this creature over me?
Well, it's simple, lover bird. She's got everything you've got and 40 years less of it.
Young woman, you're a husband. You're trying to break up my marriage. I'd like to rip off that silly mask of yours.
If you think the mask looks silly, you should see what he's behind it.
I'm not going to stay here a moment longer. I'll talk to you later.
Judy, come here a minute.
Okay, what is it, Bentley?
You shouldn't argue with that woman. She's your hostess.
Hostess? Well, if she thinks I'm going to pay a dime to dance with her, she's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, announcing Mademoiselle Fifi of Paris, France, who has just arrived.
Judy, that's the real Mademoiselle Fifi.
Oh, gosh, I better get out of here and get out fast. So long, O'Connor.
Hey, Dreamboat, come back here. You forgot your shoes.
Mr. Manfield, did we get any publicity on our stunt last night?
Yes, Judy, but frankly, I'm disappointed. Did you see this item in this morning's paper? Here, read it.
Well, how do you like this? Primo Canella loses shoes at Hollywood party.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the scandal that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yet soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair, Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the season's hit ballad, Sierra Madre.
I look for the treasure of Sierra Madre, from the tales that were told, there were mountains of gold buried there. I look for the treasure of Sierra Madre. When a cross echo came, then it carried your name to the air. I didn't find a fall. I was looking for, I didn't find the fortune, I found much more,
much more.
For you are the treasure of Sierra Madre. I tenderly hold in my arms, and your love is the gold that I tenderly hold in my
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go sleepy little baby, go sleepy little baby. When you wake your patty, patty cake, you're a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.